This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Aboim. Welcome, everybody, tonight's shiur. Continuing the shiur on Sefer Bereishis, are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Umishpachta, Leonishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Leonishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Levi, the Nisham Shavan Aliyah, be Melitza Yashem for their whole family, at Bias Goel Tzedek. Amen. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by a very dear friend from the land of Israel, sponsored anonymously. Tonight's shiur is also sponsored anonymously by a very dear friend in Muncie, in honor of the brand new Sefer on Shemais that just came out, hot off the press. So thank you very much. Shavi b'siyata d'shmaya. If anybody wants that, it's available here, or it's available on the email through Hedy's. Okay. Here we go. Tonight's subject, a very interesting subject. I had wanted to speak about this in the past, but yesterday it just hit me, and so here we have it. So the Malach, the angel, says to Yaakov Avinu, says, "What's your name?" He says, my name's Yaakov. He said, "Nah, your name's not Yaakov. We're not going to say Yaakov anymore. Your name is Yisrael. Kisarisa emalekim imanoshim atucha. Your name is Yisrael because you strove with gods, with divine powers, and with men, and you prevailed." So what we're going to study tonight is what exactly is the meaning of the name Yaakov, and what is the meaning of the name Yisrael. Already? I just started, right? Yaakov and Yisrael. What exactly is the difference between the name Yaakov and the name Yisrael? Says Rashi, it should no longer be said that the brachos came by akva v'ramia through trickery. Yaakov is an implication of deceit. Kiyim b'srara v'gilui panim. From now on, people are going to say you earned it high-handedly with revealed power. And don't worry, Hashem is going to eventually be moida that the brachos belong to you. So according to Rashi, Yaakov implies a certain element of deceit, and Yisrael implies just transcending and overpowering in a revealed manner. But we're going to try to uncover today at least 10, probably 14 different secrets and meanings of the word Yaakov, okay? So we'll try to get you at the same time. It doesn't matter. The rule is, it doesn't matter when you start, it just matters when you end, right? So, okay, here we go. Why do you like that so much? Okay, so number one, in later on in the parsha, Yaakov comes to Beisel. Vayomer lo Elokim shimcha Yaakov, the Rebbe Shem's name is Yaakov. Lo yikar shimcha Yaakov. Your name is not Yaakov anymore. Kim Yisrael Yishmech. From now on, your name is Yisrael. Fine. So it's interesting. We come to Parshas Vayigash, and Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim. So Hashem comes, and what does he say? He says, after giving a whole speech, your name is not Yaakov. He says, Vayomer lo Elokim shimcha. He says, Yaakov, Yaakov! Right after the whole drasha that his name is not Yaakov, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, by the way, Yaakov, Yaakov. I mean, see, that's something for your name is not Yaakov anymore. You know why? Because now your name is Yaakov, Yaakov. So the Ramban is bothered. After Hashem said his name is not Yaakov, why does he say his name twice? Yaakov, Yaakov. So the Ramban says that the word Yaakov implies that he struggles with Esav. Yisrael implies he prevails over Esav. So Yaakov only prevailed over Esav so much, but now that he's going down to Mitzrayim, he no longer prevails over Esav. Now he's back to the fight. He's back to the struggle. He's now behayovko yima. He's still back into the fight. He's still sort of clawing at Esav. So says Ramban, Yaakov is the name of Klal Yisrael in the Golos. Yisrael is the name of Klal Yisrael in the Geula. Okay, that's the first Yisrael. Therefore, says Ramban, Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayimah. As they're coming, before they get there, they're Yisrael. But when they get there, Ace, Yaakov Ishubei Seibo, the Ramban says, right? Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael. They're b'nei Yisrael so long as that they're haboim. They're still coming. But Beis Yaakov, Ishu Beisai. Bo, once they get there, they're Yaakov. Yisrael is the Geula, Yaakov is the Galus. Yeah? So far we have two perushim. Rashi says Yaakov implies trickery. Yisrael is lamala min ateva. And the Ramban learns Yaakov is the name of Klal Yisrael in the Golos, and Yisrael is the name of Klal Yisrael b'Geula. There's another meaning of Yaakov as opposed to Yisrael. The Netziv in the Harchev Davar, the Netziv says on the fifth line in this week's parasha, Kavonas Yisrael hu al hanhoga lemala min ateva. Yaakov is when Hashem deals with us b'derech hateva. Yisrael is when Hashem deals with us lemala min ateva. By the way, the Gros says similarly on the pasuk, Darach koichav mi Yaakov v'kam shevet mi Yisrael. The Gros says not Yaakov is b'derech hateva, Yisrael is lemala min ateva, but Yaakov is when Hashem does nisim ketanim, and Yisrael is when Hashem does nisim gedolim. Similar, okay? But the Malbim says, Beferish and Yeshaya, the Malbim says, there's a hevdel between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is when we're b'madrega ketana. Yisrael is when we're b'chashivus b'derech nes. By the way, Rav David Kohen, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, says, that's why we say, Shoshanas Yaakov. First of all, Purim happened in the Golas. Second of all, it was b'derech hateva. It was in the guise of nature. So we don't say Shoshanas Yisrael, which is Nisim Gluyim, it's Shoshanas Yaakov. But, you know, where were we just, Yossi? In which cave? We were just in a cave. Eliyahu HaNavi. What was Eliyahu? He's getting ready for the prophets of the Baal. So the Navi says, if you look at number 7, Vayikach Eliyahu Shteim Esrei Avanim. Elijah took 12 stones. Kemispar Shifte Vinei Yaakov. Like the number of the tribes of Yaakov. Oh, by the way, the Navi says, Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Weimar, Yisrael Yishmech Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. Why is the Navi in the middle of nowhere, right? Eliyahu is preparing the 12 stones, and he says, prepare 12 stones, Keneged the Shiv Shvatim. By the way, his name is in Yaakov, Hashem changed it to Yisrael. You know, like, well, why don't we say, Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, Mayrasha Kilos Yaakov, but we don't call him that anymore, we call him Yisrael. You know, every time we say Yaakov, we have to go back, but that's not his name, Hashem changed it to Yisrael. So Rav David Kohen says, Eliyahu is about to perform an open miracle. He has to invoke the Kayach of the Shem, Yisrael. So therefore, the Pasuk says, he prepared 12 stones, Kibinyan, Bnei Yaakov, but we need to invoke that his name was now called Yisrael. Now, Rav David Kohen says a very important idea, that the teaching of the Ramban, that Yaakov is the time of Golos, and Yisrael is the time of the Geula, is really synonymous with the Malbim and the Gra, that Yaakov is the name B'derech HaTeva, and Yisrael is L'malem and HaTeva. Because in the Golos we're Yaakov, and in the Golos Hashem deals with us B'derech HaTeva, and in the time of Geula we're Yisrael, and in the time of Geula Hashem deals with us L'malem and HaTeva. Rav Shmuel, what's the name of the baby? Yisrael? Very good. Okay. So that's in honor of the new Enochal. Yeah? Okay. So that's that's Rav David Kohen. Another very important idea. Do you remember the end of the first parak of Masechta Brachos? The Gemara talks about that even though Hashem said, your name is in Yaakov, it's not like he lost the name completely. It's Yisrael Ikar, v'Yaakov Tafel, right? Meaning, it's not like Avram. You're not allowed to call him Avram. It's an Avera to call him Avram. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't count it, but I think the Magen Avram brings it like it's Aser. You're not allowed to refer to Avraham as Avram. But you're allowed to call Yisrael Yaakov. And the Gemara in that sugya brings the idea that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to say anymore Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, but Hashem who took us out of America. Edom. Right? Edom. America, right? So and then the Gemara says, not that we're going to forget about Mitzrayim, but Shibud Malchios Iker v'Mitzrayim Tafel. So that means there is a similarity between The main name is Israel. Yaakov is Tafel. The main Geula is Geula from Edom, and Geula from Mitzrayim is Tafel. Like, these two ideas are parallel. The Yeshuas Yaakov, who wrote the Yeshuas Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein, one of the great Achronim. He's buried in Lemberg, in Lvov, in the Ukraine. I had the zechus to be there 2 years ago. And then you know what happened. But he's buried. There's a plaque that says the Sma. No, it says the Taz. The Sma. The Chacham Tzvi. The Shoyal Umeshiv. And the Yeshuas Yaakov. They're all buried there. It's by a hospital in the Ukraine. Anyway, he says the following idea. Where does the name Yaakov come from? Anyone named Yaakov here?
Just for this year.
Azriel Yaakov. Okay. I'm Daniel Yaakov. Shlomo Yisrael. Yeah, all right, you're the winner for this one. Okay. Yaakov was holding on. Why is it called Yaakov? He's holding on to the heel of Esav. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, the Ribbono Shel Olam has two ways of looking at Klal Yisrael. He could look at a Jew who wakes up early every morning to come to Shachris well in advance, and he davens Bekavana Atzuma, and he's Koveya Itim Latoira, and he deals in business honestly, and he speaks to his wife, Bene'imos, and he's Bene'odim L'chaveiro, is impeccable, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're inherently great, you're a prince, you're Yisrael. And then there's a guy who rolls in by the fourth Hallelujah, holding his cup of coffee, checking his phone, you know, during the Kriya Shema, schmoozing, you know, finagling, and his Bein Adam is terrible. But Hashem says, well, at least you're better than the North Koreans, right? So Hashem has two ways of dealing with people. Hashem could deal with a Jew and look at them independently, or Hashem could look at them vis-a-vis Esav. Yisrael is when we're inherently, objectively on a high level, and Hashem says, Yisrael l'skulasai. But when we're not so great objectively, but we're only great relative vis-a-vis the nations of the world, that's the bechina of Yaakov. Ki Yaakov bachar loika. When it comes to the madriga of Yaakov, Hashem has to choose between Yaakov and Esav. But Yisrael is not a bechira, it's Yisrael l'skulasai. We're inherently on a high madriga. So these are the two bechinois. And at times, we're roy to be Yaakov. Yeah. But Yisrael is asher b'cha espo'er. Hashem glories in the madrig of Yisrael. But sometimes we're not on that level, and Hashem has to imagine us grabbing onto the heel of Esav. You know, it's always vis-a-vis Esav. It's the same thing about the future. When Mashiach comes, we'll be zoiche to Mashiach in our own merit, on an objective standard. As opposed to when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we weren't on a great level. We were both halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah. It's just we were a little bit better. It was, oy hanisa lakim lavoy lakachas lagoy mi kerev goy. It's one nation better than the other. So the same way the Iker name is Yisrael, and Yaakov is Tafel, and Yaakov is secondary, and Yaakov is really not the Madriga we're hoping for, so too, the Iker Geula is the Geula Asida, that's objective, and Geulas Mitzrayim is basically when we're only roy for it vis-a-vis Esav. Okay, so that's parish number 3 in Yaakov and Yisrael. Number 1, Rashi, Yaakov is deceitful. To an extent, Yisrael is Begiloy. We have the Ramban, Yaakov is in the Golos, Yisrael is in the Geula. We have the Malbim, Yaakov is Bederach HaTeva, Yisrael is a Malbim HaTeva. This is number 4, Yeshuas Yaakov. Yaakov is the Bechina vis-a-vis the nations of the world. Yisrael is objective. Now fasten your seatbelts. You never heard anything like this. The secrets of the name Yisrael. Okay? The Marami Rotenberg was the Rebbe of the Rush. He was imprisoned in a castle in Ein Sashaim. They allowed his Talmidim into the jail, and one of the Talmidim who came into the jail was the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz recorded 590 inyanim that Marami Rotenberg taught him. The Tashbetz teaches that he heard from Arami Rotenberg, since Yaakov Avinu was the final Av, he's koilel everyone. Therefore, Yisrael, Yud, Yaakov, Yisrael, Sin, Sarah, Reish, Rivka, Rachel, Aleph, Avraham, Lamed, Leah. Yisrael encompasses all the Aves and Imais. Who else says that? It's in Arizal and Sefer HaLikutim, this week's Parsha. Yud, thank you. Rav Moshe is reminding you, Yud is Yitzchak, of course. We don't really need for Yaakov and Yisrael, right? Yud is Yitzchak. Shin is Sarah. Reish is Rachel and Rivka. Aleph is Avraham. Lamed is Leah. Good. Yud is Yisrael, Yaakov and Yitzchak. Says the Shla Kadosh, I feel very close now to the Shla, I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but I just visited him in Tveria, and then I was at his house in the Old City, I mean, and now we're learning him, what more can we do? The Shla says, if you look at the name Yisrael, you'll see wonders. All the Avos and the Imahos are Merumas, but he says the Yud Shin Reish is doubled. How? It's Yitzchak Sarah Rivka, or Yaakov, Shevatim, Rachel. Right? Yitzchak, Sarah, Rivka, or Yaakov, Shevatim, Rachel. But the Kael is only Avraham, Leah. So this is Merumas. Ki Yesharim, Darchei Hashem. The Yashar part is Yesharim. It's two Yashars. There are two Yashars. There is Yitzchak, Sarah, Rivka, Yaakov, Shevatim, Leah. But the Kael, it's only Kael Echad. It's only one God, Avraham and Leah. This is what Bilam said. Tamois nafshi, mois yesharim. I want to die like the yesharim. Yitzchak, Sarah Rivka, or Yaakov Shvat Rachel. Barotihi, acharisi, kamayu. My end should be like theirs, which is Kael. That's pshat number five. It encompasses all the Avos and the Imahos. Next, Pnei Yeshua, Masechta Kedushin. If you count the letters of the Torah, you have something like a little bit over 300,000. And yet we have a tradition, a true tradition. The Zohar talks about, the Chidah mentions, the Shla talks about, that Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisiyos LaTorah Yisrael. Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisiyos LaTorah. 600,000 letters in the Torah. Every Jew has their letter that they're ne'echaz by, they're achuz by, they're connected to. Kol neshama, this is what the Pnei Yeshua brings down. Yisrael, noitrikain, yesh, shishim, ribay, oisiyos la Torah. So this is number 7. Yesh, shishim, ribay, oisiyos la Torah. Every neshama has an achizo ba'isachas. So again, one Yisrael is open-handed begaloi without any deceit. One is Yisrael is the Ramban in times of Geula, the Malbim lemalam and Ateva. We have the Yeshua Yaakov, which is inherently on a high level as opposed to vis-a-vis Esav. We have number 5, the Tashbetz, all the Avos and Imais, and number 6, Yisrael. Yesh, Shishim, Ribay, Oisiyos, La Torah. You ready? We're just getting going. Number 7. The Ribbono Shel says, Ra'oi ra'isi yis'ani ami, I see the affliction of my people. V'yesakosam, shamati, I hear their outcry. Ki yadati es machoivav, I know their wound. God has a relationship with us three-pronged. He's yada, he knows. He's shama, he hears. He's ra, he sees. Yisrael, yada, shama, ra, kale. God knows, God hears, God sees. Kael. That's a good one, no? Chsam Sofer Parsha Shemais. Yisrael. Yada, Shama, Ra'a, Kael. So that was number 7, yeah? Number 8. Here we go. How many Sfirois are there? 10. What are they? Chachma, Bina, and Das. What's another word for Das?
Keter.
Number one is Keter. Then Chachma. Then Bina. Okay? Then Chesed. What's another word for Chesed? L'cha Hashem HaGedula. Gedula. Then Gevura. Then Tiferes. Then Netzach. Then Hoid. Then Yesoid. Malchus. Keser, Chachma, Bina, Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. Those Rashi Tevois are Chaf, Ches, Beis, Gimel, Gimel, Taf, Nun, He, Yod, Mem, 541. Yisrael is Gematria 541, Rosh Tevois of all 10 Sphirois. That's, who says that? The Chida in number 16. And by the way, the Shla also said that in number 12. I was struggling. I thought it was Chesed Gevura Teferas, but the way the Shla writes it, it's instead of Chesed, Gedula. That's how we have it in Davening. But Gedula is usually referring to Chesed. The Midas HaGedula is the Midah of Chesed. So all 10 Sphirois, the Rashi Tevois, are Gematria 541 Yisrael. That's number 8.
What is Sphirois?
Sphirois are, it's a very difficult concept. Even though we're not allowed to attribute any physical element to God.
It's really worlds.
God is Enoi Guf, He's not a body. V'lo yasigehu masigeh aguf. No physical terminology is applicable to God. Nevertheless, there's an idea that we, Hashem, relates to the world through manifestations. And the manifestations are in the image of an element of physicality. So there's a concept, there's the Chachma Bina Vadas of the Divine. Then there's a right arm, a left arm, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes. There's a right thigh and a left thigh, Netzach and Hoid. There's Yesoid, which is, the Mila is referred to as Yesoid. So that's just the way that we're allowed to try to imagine on some dimension with which Hashem relates to the world, and even that, some say you can't even discuss. But there is the Marsha Masech HaChagiga says the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world refer to the 10 spheroids, the 10 manifestations. So each one of the avos is considered connected to one of them. So Abraham is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gevura, and Yaakov is Teferes, and Moshe is Netzach, and Aaron is Hoid, and Yosef is Yesoid, and David HaMelech is Malchus.
Tzadik Yisod Olam.
Tzadik Yisod Olam.
They counted seven there.
Now, raise your hand if your name is Larry. Good. Says the Chida, the word Yisrael are the letters Eish Lari, or Eish Larry. I call it Eish Larry. I don't think that's the Kabbalistic pronunciation, but that's how you remember it. Eish Larry. Larry is a klipa. Larry is the klipa of Znus. The way you overcome Larry is Leah Rachel Yaakov. So Larry is also Rosh Hashanah's Leah Rachel Yaakov. It's a Kabbalistic idea. So there's a klipa that influences Znus. And Leah Rachel Yaakov overcome it. By the way, Larry is Gematria 240, which is Amalek. So the Yisrael is Eish that overcomes 240 Amalek, or Eish that overcomes Larry. So you could be friends with a guy named Larry, but don't get near a klipa named Larry. That's the difference. If the guy's name is Larry, okay, it's not a problem. If a klipa says, Shalom Aleichem, my name is Klipas Larry, stay away. Anyway, that's another symbolism of Yisrael. Yisrael is Eish, Lamed, Resh, Yud. So next time you see Lamed, Resh, Yud, and you get scared, first thing is, if you read it Larry, it sounds not as scary, but it's supposed to be scary.
What was it, Tosfot?
No. Lari is the Ri Hazakin. The Ri is the nephew of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush says, after Rabbeinu Tam, is the greatest of all the Rishonim. Okay, next. Idea number 10. Whose name here is Yosef? We had before. What's the gematria of Yosef? 156. What's the significance of that? Six times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because Yosef is Yisoid, which is the sixth sphira. Yosef is six. Yaakov is gematria 182. Seven times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yitzchak is 208. Eight times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Isn't that unbelievable? Yosef is six times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yaakov is seven times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yitzchak is eight times Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it goes further. What is the Hasatan? Hasatan is 364. Got that? Hasatan, 364. Which is 14 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yaakov equals Hasatan. That's why when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, Hashem says, don't worry about the Satan. Yaakov. So you could overpower Hasatan. Hasatan is 364. Yaakov is 364. The koyach of Yaakov is to counteract the Satan. However, there's a stronger power. There is grabbing the Satan and pulling him into the Beis HaMedrash and bringing him on your side. Right, there's an idea, you could beat the Satan, or you could mashcheyu le Beis HaMedrash, you could bring him into Beis HaMedrash. Use the Satan to advance Kedusha. That's the Kayach of Yisrael. You ready for this? Yisrael is gematria, what? 541. The Hafla says, Yaakov, 182, plus Satan, 359, is Yisrael, 541. So, Hasatan is Yaakov. Yaakov plus Satan equals Yisrael. That's the Hafla in the Hakdama to Kedushin.
21 times.
So what? A total of?
21 times.
What is? 541?
Would that be? Because Yaakov is 7.
Right. And Yaakov is 7.
And Hasatan is 14.
So 7.
But Yaakov and Satan without the Ha.
Oh, it's
So these are 10 secrets of the word Yisrael. A few more? We'll do a few more. We have from Rav Chaim Falaji. Rav Chaim Falaji says that even when a Jew is down in the dumps and poor, nevertheless we're not koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael stands for Reish Kael. Reish is poverty. Even when we're Reish, even when we're poor, Kael, we stick to God. Or, you know how it is, if you have a rich relative, you try to be very close with them. A poor relative, you know, you try to stay away from them. So Hashem, even though we're poor, we're impoverished, Hashem is still close to us. Reish, even though we're poor, Kael, God is close to us. So that's number 11. Or Reish is a lashon of Yerusha, inheritance. Our inheritance is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Shir Kael. Shir Kael. What does Shir Kael mean? That sing. Who could sing to Hashem? Only Klal Yisrael is roi to sing to Hashem. Says Rav Chaim Falaji, Yisrael, shir kel, deli Yisrael davka roi lahem sheyashiru lakel. And here finally, number 14, Yisrael is li roish. When Klal Yisrael is in a state of Kedusha, they're the bechina of the roish. We're alive. We know tzaddikim b'misasim are called chayim. Risham b'chayim are called mesim. We are always b'bechinas roish. The goyim are psik reisha. They're already, their heads are cut. They're already b'bechinas misa. We are b'bechinas roish. And here's my favorite one. Okay, you ready for this? Chanukah's coming. So we know on Chanukah, Why did God have to make a miracle for us? Why don't we just use tamei oil? The tzibur was tamei, so just use tamei oil. So one of the famous answers, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about, is you could use tamei oil, but you can't start off anything but tumah. When you inaugurate something, when you do something in the beginning, it always has to be in the highest sense. Klal Yisrael has the following principle. Li Roish, we always give God the beginnings. We don't eat until we daven. We don't take care of our business until we learn something. There's a concept, the Baal Shem says, Kadesh li kol b'chayar. We sanctify to God all of our beginnings. We wake up in the morning, our first thought should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our first glance should be Dvar Mishah B'Kedusha. Our first words should be Moida Ani L'Fanecha. We don't take care of our needs until we offer the first service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always like to say, and easier said than done, that leave your phone on your dresser and don't look at it until after you daven in the morning. First of all, what are you going to see on it? There's nothing. You're not going to see anything that important on the phone. Just people who probably want your money or something. So, some right. But kadesh li kol b'char. Don't take care of your own needs until you service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the name Yisrael, Li Roish. We offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our beginnings, our first glance, our first thought, our first words, our first activity. We always give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we partake of our needs. So that's the definition of the word, what?
Bikurim.
Bikurim. So you ready? Here's the executive summary. Number one, Yaakov as opposed to Yisrael. Yisrael means without any deceit, without any trickery. Bisrara v'gilud panim. That's Rashi. Ramban, Yaakov in the Golos, Yisrael in the Gula. The Malbim, Yaakov v'derach ha-teva, Yisrael l'malam in ha-teva. Yeshua's Yaakov. Yaakov is the Bechina of Hashem viewing us vis-a-vis the Goyim. Yisrael is Hashem viewing us independently. Tashbetz Katan and the Arizal. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yisrael, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Avraham, and Leah. The Pnei Yeshua, Yeshishim, Riba, Yosias, LaTorah, Chsam, Soifer, Yada, Shama, Ra'a, Kael, the Chida, the Ten Sfirois, Rosh Hashanah, Gematria, Yisrael, Eish, Larry. You want to fight the Klipa of Znus? The fire against Larry. Number 10, Yaakov plus Satan is 541. Is Yisrael. We bring the Yetzer into the Beis HaMedrash. Then we have four Perushim of Rav Chaim Falaji. Reish Kael, even when we're impoverished, whether financially or emotionally or whatever state we're in, we are dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have Reish Kael, our inheritance is Hashem. Then we have Shir Kael, only Klal Yisrael sings to Hashem. And then Li Roish. Whatever we do in this world, we give Hashem our beginnings. These are only, you think, oh wow, we really scratched, we really got a lot of Yisrael. We haven't even begun to scratch, to begin, to start, to make a small opening, to scratch the surface of the depth and the secrets in the name Yisrael. But this gives us a little bit of a flavor, and we should be zoicha to the great title Yisrael, and Hashem should say about us, Yisrael, Asher Becha Esbar. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Brach v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.